It's the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Drowning is one of the leading causes of child mortality in Texas. Last year, the state saw a total of 87 child drownings, and there have already been 38 so far this year. Experts say it's important to get your child in swim lessons as early as possible, but during the COVID-19 pandemic, some East Texas parents are struggling to find lessons for younger kids. Texas Standard intern Sarah Gabrielli reports.
At 6 months old, an infant can learn to roll onto their back and wait for rescue. At age four, children can float on their back and kick to the side of the pool. But younger kids are still going to need a lot more individual attention in the pool.
You just can't leave them unattended. You have to physically be, you know, helping them.
Steve Davidson is the CEO of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Deep East Texas.
Either, you know, balancing their weight while they're in the water or, you know, helping them move their arms and their legs and things like that.
This is not compatible with new social distancing rules. Due to the pandemic, the Boys and Girls Club is not allowing contact between swim instructors and students. They have also canceled all individual lessons. But group lessons are only really an option for taller, more experienced swimmers.
As long as the children can still at least stand in the pool, they're somewhat safe. But if you've got children that are younger than, say, 5 years old, who may be less than 4 feet in height, it's a little bit difficult for them to get that type of instruction.
In some towns, the Boys and Girls Club operates the only community pools in the area. City-run pools are few and far between in East Texas. In Kilgore, a town of 14,000, 2 hours east of Dallas, Tori Van Blarkum wants to get her 2-year-old daughter Presley in lessons.
I want my child safe in the water just as much as we want the older kids safe in the water.
Tori knows people in her community whose child drowned in their own backyard.
I never want to have to feel the heartache that I've had distant friends feel of losing their child to an infant drowning. And so I was like, you know, I need to get her in this so that she knows what to do in case she's ever put in a scenario of, you know, falling into the water.
Kilgore does have a city pool, and it's not that it's impossible to find lessons for toddlers like Presley. But with fewer class offerings during the pandemic, it's even more difficult to find affordable rates.
The ones you do find, they are almost outrageously priced, so they're hard to come by.
The price of private swim lessons can range from around $100 to $200 per week for multi-week sessions.
I definitely think that the economic impact is part of it.
Sherry Pulliam is a spokeswoman for Texas's Department of Family and Protective Services, or DFPS.
Not all communities have free swimming lessons, so if you can't afford to bring your child to a paid swimming program, then, you know, unfortunately, they're probably not going to learn how to swim.
She explained that in rural areas like East Texas, children often have less access to bodies of water with lifeguards. Not at their lakes or ponds or apartment complex pools. And if parents are at work during the day, they can't supervise either.
Supervision is the key. I mean, if you can't see your child, you can't save your child from drowning.
There have been no drownings in East Texas so far this summer. But that's typical this early in the season. One upside to the pandemic? More parents are home for the summer.
We actually really thought that we were going to see a lot higher numbers right now during the pandemic because we figured everybody's at home, you know, there are going to be more outdoor activities, but that has not happened. I think that because, you know, everybody's at home, there are more eyes on these kids inside the homes right now, which is good and great.
Still, Tori Van Blarkum, the mom from Kilgore, does not want to wait another year to teach her daughter Presley how to swim. So she says she'll continue to look for a more affordable option. I'm Sarah Gabrielli with the Texas Standard.